Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. You wanna be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Happy draft day, everybody. John and Dell. We're going to talk NFL draft, but Dell is our baseball expert, so we will be we'll do a lot of baseball here today. He's a baseball savant, so we will.
I am, considering I told you even when Altuve got hurt, not to worry. And what is Dubon doing?
You told everybody not to worry.
I said relax.
When was that?
Before. You want to go through the text messages when you were like, "Oh, I can't believe Altuve is hurt." Damn the World Baseball Classic. I was like, John. You know who the Astros are? What are you worried about? And I didn't predict Dubon would be great, but you know what? They're the Astros, so of course the guy replacing maybe the best player in franchise history is just fine. And actually is an MVP candidate.
And what's their record now?
Okay. Aren't they a half game behind the Rangers?
14-11.
Yeah.
That is not nearly on the Astros' pace.
What are we talking about?
For a 97-8 win team.
Don't they always start 7-9 or something
always.
That? Yeah,
always.
Yeah, so what? I told you not to worry.
And then they went to the two best teams in all of baseball.
And slap them around.
Slap 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed that they didn't take that game.
Well, you might need to score runs in that game.
How about the Astros Twitter handle? Oh, supposedly put the best offense in baseball. Quote,
unquote. That is a social media manager who's coming off a World Series win and a franchise who's just feeling as confident as they've ever been. They can make jokes like that because you know what? Like I told you, don't worry about them. They'll be fine.
That's what you told me.
I told you before the season. You were freaking out about, Altuve is out, what are we going to do? And then Verlander's no longer around. And I said, you know what, John, this every time they lose someone every year.
That's what I said here.
But not on text. You're not very brave through text messages.
You're unbelievable.
You might be brave and fake.
Baseball savant, Dell, watches a game a year.
To be fair, I was like, who's my new Astro? Corey Jolks, of course.
Corey Jolks.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
That's my guy.
Oh, you want to talk
Tony
about
Tony Kemp, now Corey Jolks.
Not for
my
him,
guy.
This team would be like
it's about time.
4-18, whatever.
Hey, you need it.
You need it. That's right, me and you.
Don't rub your forearm.
Me and you. And did you see what Hunter Brown had to say?
What did he say?
Apparently, Facts Sports, MLB on Facts. Justin Verlander ran from these high pressure moments. I cherish them.
No, he didn't say that. You're not gonna ball sack me. You're not gonna do that to me.
I don't know what MLB on Facts is, but that's pretty funny. Hunter Brown saying Justin Verlander ran from these high pressure moments.
The baseball version of ball sack sports.
Oh my God, Hunter Brown was probably like,
I don't need that going viral.
No,
I just started
it. It is
here.
Viral, though. I've got a few people tweeted it to me.
There's
that's funny.
No way. Don't they know who baseball people are? There's no way he says that about Verlander.
That's so funny. That is funny. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about, and including we will be tonight at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. We want you to be there. Me just to see Jeremy's crushed expression, tears that will flow.
Well, I open up Twitter, and the first thing I see is his dream draft, and guess who is at 1.2?
Will Levis. His dream. I mean, he's got...
What is this?
It's unnatural.
It hasn't ended for... I felt like, you know, this might go on for a month, and as people start to break down Will Levis, he'll figure it out that he's just okay. I know the traits and, you know, the visions of Josh Allen are running in your head. So people see the big, strong guy who can move. Like, okay, that's the guy. But even still, when the betting odds became more in his favor, he freaked out. I'm like, man, you don't know what you're asking for when you say you want Will Levis.
You know, I just can't believe they're going to pass on quarterback, but I can't believe they're going to take CJ Stroud. I just can't. And so we all gave our picks. I forget, who did Lance have? You got the list. Did you put the list out, RJ? And I forget who he had. He had Tyree Wilson, right? He got Tyree Wilson. Tyree Wilson and Nolan Smith. I've got Will Anderson and Smith and Jigba. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the other guys. Of course, Jeremy has Will Levis. And I think he took Will Levis with the 12th too, didn't he?
He wants him twice.
Like,
there was this NCAA.
The last twice is nice.
The last time there was a NCAA football game, they gave you like a mascot game where all your players are mascots. He wants all Will Levises at every position.
Yes. That's exactly what he wants. He wants Will Levis at every. He wants him punting and holding. But CJ, Daniel Jeremiah has CJ. CJ to the Texans at 2 and Will Anderson to the Texans at 3.
A trade up?
So, somehow they trade up.
Did he tell you how much they're giving up to get back up to 3?
He's out of the 3. It's no secret Houston is concerned. I don't know. It doesn't say what. That Seattle moves down to, or Arizona moves down to 12, and they probably get a first rounder next year. I mean, you'd have to believe they get a first rounder next year.
My question to you is, you've been sitting next, or maybe not next to, but, you know, a couple seats away from the person who is the preeminent draft expert. And I've listened from time to time, not always locked in, but I'll tune in. You guys know I'll text you about stuff when you're being stupid.
Which is never. Well, I never hear from you.
You specifically are being dumb. Lance is being a little less dumb, mostly because.
Since when do you take Lance's side on anything?
No, mostly because he doesn't respond. We get in the argument. Yeah, so right. you're always being dumber because you're responding to things. Has it been tough to sit next to this guy and him to never have a definite thought on what's going to happen?
Well, it's
not his fault. This is just what it is. But it's like, well, Cal maybe wants CJ Stroud, the football people. And it's, hey, Tyree Wilson now is back to – it was Will Anderson. Now it's back to Tyree Wilson. Has it been – now I know the Texans have multiple picks and it's fun now because, you know, at a time they didn't have draft picks in the first round. But are they this good at – you know, deceiving people?
Yeah. No. I don't know one guy. Dan Graziano was on the show before us. Daniel Jeremiah. They all say, we don't, you know what? This is such a crapshoot. We know Bryce Young at 1, and we don't know anything after that. And all of the dominoes are going to fall from the Houston Texans. I just can't believe that they will take that. I just can't believe they're going to do business with Mulligan again. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that they're not going to take a quarterback but here's the deal, is it'll be so smart if Cal and Hannah, they just let the football people do the football things. Get a player that's going to be solid and not a huge risk. You took a risk last year with Stingley, and I think Tyree Wilson is the same thing. It's another risk you just can't take. Take the most solid guy that is going to be a really good football player for years to come.
Take your Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, Aiden Hutchinson got surpassed by Walker in Jacksonville.
Which was dumb.
Yeah, and people are like, hey, Aiden Hutchinson had been solid, beyond solid at Michigan last year. And it was like, well, Walker's climbed up all the physical traits, and Aiden Hutchinson just went out there and had a really good rookie season. So take the guy who's really, even if it's solid, with the chance to be great, as opposed to this boomer bust prospect, when you're not in a position to take one of those, considering you probably had one of the, as far as having two picks in the first round, it was a pretty weak showing by the two guys you chose. Make sure you avoid that, particularly at number 2, if you can.
Yeah, you cannot to pull another Stingley, Sauce Gardner. You just can't. You've got to have somebody solid in there that's going to be there for for at least the 5 years that you got the first rounder. And listen, it's difficult for a defensive coach to bolster his side of the football, but it's what the Texans need. They have to get better defensively. They have to get that pass rusher. It is the biggest concern on the team is that defensive line. There's no weaker position on the team. So bolster that, get that, get over the fact that you're bolstering your side of the ball, D'Amico, and go get the best player. And the best player is Will Anderson. I think Stroud is a... Now, Stroud comes and goes to Indianapolis and has a great career.
Misery.
Yeah, right. You know, that happened with Vince for a couple of years, and then it was just fine.
You know, the agent thing isn't so out of the realm as far as not wanting to deal with him. It's not unique to the Texans or anything. I mean, the Heat don't like Clutch very much because they felt like they were the big factor in getting LeBron out of there when he left. And they didn't take Tyrese Maxey because he's a Clutch guy. They went a different direction now, and they eventually traded that pick and to Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry hasn't been great, but, you know, the Heat are surviving that. But
you turned down
a legitimate potential star because you didn't really want to deal with the agency. And so you hope if C.J. Stroud is who the football people want, that it's not another situation like that.
Yep, absolutely. 710 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got so much to talk about. Ime Udoka, his press conference yesterday, introducing him to the city and all that goes along with that. Our Astros win 5 out of 6 on the road, come home with a 1-0 win after a 5-0 win. They shut out the best offense in baseball, quote-unquote, two consecutive nights. And they're home now. They get the day off today. And then they got Philadelphia this weekend, which is going to be fun as well, a rematch of the World Series. And we got all this draft talk to do as well. So we want you to get in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's go. 713-780-3776. Right now, give me the VIN.com is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jean-Claude Wolfe. I'm talking about your vehicle. I mean, I've sold a car to Jean-Claude Wolfe. It's the best. It's a great experience. It's unbelievable. You know, it's just here. This is what we'll give you for it. And I was like, okay, I'll take that right away. I didn't know haggling. I was like, yes, give me that. I'll take that right now. And of course, it was the most dinged car he'd ever seen, that he'd ever bought. There were so many. Like, the high before Frankie's car was like 12. Frankie had like 68. And so he regretted it, of course, but I don't care. I got my money. That's all I'm worried about. I know he's a client. I don't care. Give me my money. And he'll give you your money for your vehicle. Listen, you got to tell him what kind of shape it's in and all that stuff. And there's some haggling that goes on. You go back and forth. No, I think it's worth this. You think it's worth that. Ba-ba-bing, bada-bing. And here we are. And you are getting the most for your vehicle. It happens all the time. It happens every single day at GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your vehicle? There's only one place to go. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
She see money all around me.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Let's hear from Hunter Brown. Okay, he was just spectacular. 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. I think he gave up 2 walks. He's got the second best. Despite giving up 4 to the Braves his last outing in the first inning, he's still got the second best ERA of all the starters. He's been really, really great. I don't know when McCullers comes back. I know he's the young guy. He's the 5th starter as far as, you know, the order went to start the season. He ain't your 5th starter.
No. The talk is, and he's proven that to be correct, that that's legit number one type guy eventually. And McCullers, look, everything's fine because they win, but as far as least dependable people in for the Astros the last 5-6 years, Lance McCullers has to be at the top of the list as far as people he's dependable in that you know he's gonna miss time.
Yeah,
you know that's gonna be the case. And do you tell Hunter Brown, sorry, seniority?
Yeah, well, Dusty's about that.
Yeah.
He's about that seniority life. You know, well, Listen, Altuve, he comes back. He's taking over second base. There's no question. But you got to find a spot for Dubon. What are you going to? How are you going to get Myers out of the lineup now? How are you getting Dubon out of the lineup? How are you getting Corey Jolks out of the lineup now? I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's going to be a problem because, you know, you're going to cool guys off if they have to sit. There's no question about it. And you got to play. You got to play Abreu at first. I think Abreu's going to come around. There's no signs that he's going to come around.
You just believe.
I just believe.
Blind that faith.
I mean, his bat speed has got to be slower. Nothing is coming off his bat hard. His exit velo is awful. He can't lift. He's got no lift at all. Does he? I mean, other than pop-ups, does he ever get, you know, hit a line drive on any kind of trajectory, of hard hit trajectory? It just doesn't happen. It's unbelievable how poorly he has started, but we'll see. I believe in him. I believe in the man, and I think he's going to come through. I know he's got to be pressing. He's got to be pressing right now. Hunter Brown, not so much. On his night, here's Hunter Brown talking about how he did on the mound last night.
I mean, I felt pretty good about all of them. Threw probably more changeups than I have lately today. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, slider cutter, whatever it was working, and curveball heater, too.
He had it all working. He's pretty damn good, that young man. It's good to see, too, because it's so amazing, this team. When Jake Myers came up, man, wow, this guy's pretty good. And then, you know, he had the injury and he scuffled. But Chaz McCormick, wow, World Series hero. We got rid of Carlos Correa. Jeremy Pena, World Series MVP, ALCS MVP, Gold Glove. It's unbelievable how these young guys perform.
Well, it's unbelievable to you because you have little faith.
No, I'm a man of faith.
As opposed to you. But not in the Astros. You have faith in JC. But but as far as the Astros, who are your baseball gods, they feel your lack of faith in them.
I
tell you every time what you're worried about, and you go, "Well, the Mariners, this guy is injured." And I go, "What are we doing? It's been half a decade of this where we go, oh, where you whine about the Astros and their issues during the longest regular season. It feels like it is of any sport, and it's too long, by the way. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this.
No, I've never heard you say that baseball's too long.
But in a sport where longevity means everything, this team for the last half decade plus has told you, don't worry about us, and you still worry about them. And of course Jake Myers is
going to It's like your kids. Of course you're going to worry about them. You have to worry about them. If they're doing bad things,
the Astros aren't doing bad things.
You got to sit them in the corner and tell, and you have to punish them. Okay. Yes, when they lose, it's bad things,
You heard Giannis yesterday. Losing happens. It's not a failure.
Giannis was PO'd.
It's not failing because apparently the guy asked him the same question after the final game last playoffs. He goes, "Eric, you asked me this last time," and he goes, "What? Do you get a promotion every year? Is that failing?"
Well, he's right, too. Jordan, brought up Jordan, and Jordan didn't win.
I credit Giannis for being a guy. He goes, "You know what? I'm not going to make this personal. But, every time you don't get the best out of something, is that a failure, or are there steps to take?" He was very eloquent in a loss that's going to stick with him for a while.
Well, listen, when the one seed loses to the eight seed, which is the sixth time it's ever happened, it's a failure. You were the one seed. You're not supposed to lose to the eight seed.
Sure. And if I'm going to send the Bucks some bail, I would say except the last 3 years of NBA basketball, they don't see the Heat. The Heat had the seventh best record in the East. They would have played the Celtics. Yes, I know the play-in determined that they're the eighth seed, but this is a team that should have been the seventh and kind of crapped down the stretch and should have been really the sixth because the Nets were not good after the KD and Kyrie trades, as you might imagine. So The Bucks got a bad draw because of Jimmy Butler's Michael Jordan in the playoffs now. Yeah. Well, outside of the year he was hurt.
He gets all the calls, too, of the way he pushed off to send the game to overtime.
Remember Michael Jordan pushed off?
No, Michael Jordan never pushed off in his life. Never cheated like he did.
I mean, his last shot for the Bulls features him pushing off. But sure, you're correct. He never pushes off. Look, the man went for 56 and 42 in consecutive games. He, like I said, outside of the 2021 playoffs where the Bucks actually went on to win the championship, where he was hurt, he has been one of the best players in basketball in the playoffs. You know, he's like 33 years old, and people are still shocked by his performances. You know, LeBron James was doing this at 33 when he was taking those Cavs teams after Kyrie left. Ironically enough, the corpse of Kevin Love, who is now the older corpse of Kevin Love.
Right.
He was dragging those teams to the finals. Now, Jimmy won't have LeBron's pedigree, but he is playing as well as LeBron did at 33 years old in the playoffs. And you're seeing when you have the best player in a series, what happens?
How did we get from Astros to you talking about Jimmy Butler and the Heat?
Because I was going to rub it in. No. I was going to rub it in like I did before the show.
No one cares.
You
know what?
Well,
the Heat are going to lose in the next round, so who cares?
Sure. Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
But I was going to rub it in and go, at one point, Jimmy Butler was supposed to be a Rocket. You remember that time where the Rockets were on the verge of acquiring Jimmy
Rockets
Butler?
The Rockets didn't want him, didn't need him. Yep.
I felt like he was the top choice for the Rockets until he said,
I'd rather
play in Miami.
Yeah. No. Go play in Miami. No one needs you here. Okay? Why would we need you?
The last 4 years would suggest you did need him.
The last 4 years would suggest they need a lot. And they got a lot with Ime Udoka. That's a wonderful segue to hearing Ime Udoka talking yesterday. Listen, of course, there's all of this stuff about why he got fired from the Celtics. And the Rockets did their due diligence.
Did they?
But yeah, they did.
Do we know that they did their due diligence? Other than that, they said it.
Well, we know that they talked to the commissioner. We have to take them at their word.
Did they talk to the woman involved, or was she made available?
Maybe the woman doesn't want to talk about it.
That's a very real thing.
Yeah,
but did they request? These are my questions that no one asked, because I think it's very flimsy to just say, well, they said they did their due diligence. It's different situations, but you know who said they did their due diligence? The Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't talk to one woman. So I'm not saying the Rockets are the Browns, but what I'm saying is I'm not going to just take the word of a team or a league. Oh, we did our due diligence. That has proven to be not true in past instances.
It's a real different situation.
Yes, it is.
As far as we understand,
certainly.
One was a victim and the other one was a consenting
adult. I'm not saying they are the same. And I had a discussion with Roosh Williams on Twitter about this, a bit of a back and forth. He is pretty much all in on saying, well, no harm, no foul.
There was obviously a foul. Yeah. He was fired for indiscretion.
I'm not saying he's not saying he didn't do anything wrong, but now that since there wasn't a forcible situation, it was all consensual, hey, let's move on. That's kind of his approach. And that's fine. He's your guy. Now you want to talk about basketball. I get it. And yes, they are completely. They are different
By the way, we don't know the details. That hasn't come out.
Yeah, we don't
Plus,
know.
Plus, he was in a position of authority.
Those are the reasons.
Right.
They listed as why he got fired. I'm not saying he forced this woman to do anything, but the Celtics were aware of this relationship and were like, whatever. I mean, it's not great, but go ahead. And then the woman said afterwards, after the relationship was known about, that he's made crude comments, and then they investigated, and he got suspended and eventually fired. So, like you said, who knows who's available to talk? I don't think the Rockets would want any of that to come out. I imagine Ime Udoka doesn't want it either. I just don't like listening to people say, well, they said they did their due diligence. We don't know what they did.
Right. Well, I have to take him at his word. And he said he did. Tillman said he did talk to the commissioner. The commissioner was fine with it, with the hiring of Udoka and having Udoka back in the league. And that's kind of a big deal, because if the commissioner wasn't fine, if anybody wasn't fine with it, and the Celtics, apparently he talked to the Celtics as well. I don't know the details of everything that he did. They said they did the due diligence. And, you know, Rafael Stone said, we're going to vet every candidate. And they did vet every candidate. So, I don't know. All I know is they're comfortable with Ime Udoka as their head coach. Now, what is Udoka looking to accomplish early on? Given the team's lack of experience, he's saying that youth is not an excuse. And it's not going to be an excuse for him.
Just trying to expedite the process of becoming professionals. I think, they heard me say it, and the players, one of my first messages will be youth is not an excuse. And so across the board, I think, whether it's making the same mistakes, not making the right defensive assignments, poor shot selection, all that stuff has to be addressed but also improved on. And so understanding that we're going to take some lumps with our age and our youth, but my message to them will be that's not an excuse. You've been in the league, you've been taught, and that's my job to teach them and expedite that process. So understanding that, having some patience with that, just like I had to do in Boston, had to change some habits there as well, even though those guys were more of a veteran group and guys who have been around, but it's no different from anywhere else. And so look forward to doing that here.
Accountability is a big word here because there was very little of it. And so I'm looking forward to it. He's a defensive coach. They're going to stress defense. I've heard from front office people they are very disappointed in the way that they play defensively. They want to be a defensive team. Whether or not Şengün can actually fit in.
Do they have defensive players?
Yeah, it's
even outside of Şengün, I know he's the one who gets bashed.
Yeah, he's the
but
one.
But he ain't the only one.
He ain't the only one.
So when you're...
Well, a lot of it is effort, which
When the tip of the spear, and by that I mean your backcourt, your point of attack defense, are poor, Şengün's going to look even worse. Because if you can't guard the ball, you're putting everyone in bad situations. So you can try to make people better. Hell, Steph Curry has gotten better as he's gotten bigger and older and more experienced playing defense. He's not the same, we're going to attack you over and over again, and we're going to exploit you. He's not that guy anymore. He's not a great defender, but he's become average. So you can get to average at least. But will they have to change this roster to find that defensive attitude? And even if that means, I know there's sound from yesterday, KPJ being lauded at the end of the press conference, how much can you pull out of that backcourt to go, okay, those guys are going to become at least average point of attack defenders, where it's the beginning of how we run our defense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether or not he can actually teach guys to play defense, because we saw there are very few, if any, defenders on this team right now. We'll find out, and we'll find out whether or not they need to change it up. They need to make a wholesale changes that these young guys can't. He likes the core. I think the core is probably going to stay. I could certainly see some movement though with some of the young guys, including Şengün, because if he can't get it defensively, then Şengün is going to it's going to be a problem, and he's going to have to get better. I would really like to see Şengün stay, and I know a lot of the fan base does love Şengün.
You mean Alperen Kanter?
He's not Alperen Kanter.
Kanter couldn't play defense either, but was a really good offensive player.
Well. He's not.
And now he's out of the league at 30 years old.
Yeah. Well, he's also
running from Turkey.
Yeah, at any point, your team could be attacked.
He's got bigger problems, yes. But I'm just going to call him that until proven otherwise. Enes Şengün?
He's not Enes Şengün, okay?
Okay. Bad defensive player, skilled offensive player. Aren't they both Turkish?
Listen, he's not making any. You know what? Have you heard him make any statements? No.
Well, most people in Turkey don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's why Enes was
smarter than
was the outlier.
He should be smarter than that. 729 ESPN 97.5. Guys, we get you in on the other side. Roger and Gary, you guys will be in on the other side. Robin was here from Houston Powder Coaters yesterday, and she is so good. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Do not ask for her by name. She said, please don't do that. But, you know, you're probably going to hear from Robin when you call her. The customer service is second to none. It's 5-star. Great group. Well, when you see the Google reviews, it's so much. It's everything. Listen, if you own a business, they will come. And if you've got rotting fences, if you've got fences that are rusting, if you've got outdoor furniture that is rusting or you need it, they can go to you and actually work on it there, as opposed to taking it back to Houston Powder Coaters and you know, having a 2-3-4 weeks a process. That's not the case. They can actually go to you to get that job done. So if you have any metal at your business that is a problem, go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com and see what they can do for you right there on site. And, of course, if you've got furniture or you've got car parts or you've got any kind of metal, any kind of metal artwork that you need work on, 20 years of experience, they're just the best. It's unbelievable to process. So you're looking for the best way to handle any metal problems that you have. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
back to the bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 7:33, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Roger in here. He wants to talk about the Texans and the Astros. 713-780-3776. What's up, Roger?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're having a good one, even though it's kind of wet outside. So just real quickly, I'll get my thoughts out, and I'll have you respond over the radio. So the first thing is, I really do think we'll see a world in which Mauricio Dubon plays first base if it starts getting much worse for Abreu, because I just don't see him snapping out of it. That bat speed looks pretty bad right now. It looks like he's just like he started out. He even started with the hitting streak. He started off. It didn't look like he was going to maintain his hitting, and it just seems like it's just dissipating drastically. I don't know what's going on with this guy. As far as the NFL draft, I just saw McShay's and Kuiper's final draft board. They both having Will Anderson going to the Texans, and us picking Flowers, the receiver out of BC, and Hidden Hooker as the going side back, coming back from to the third to the first round, trading up to get Hidden Hooker. And I'll just get your thoughts over the radio, guys, and have a great one.
All right. I've got him taking Will Anderson. I got him taking the most solid player in the draft, and other than Bryce Young. So number two is Will Anderson, most solid player. I got him doing something that's solid as opposed to risky business, which is what, you know, Tyree Wilson may be a better player in the long run, but he's injury prone, and you just can't take that chance once again. Alabama players, though, do break down because Nick works them so hard, and so there's that's on the table as well. But I fully expect them to take Will Anderson or C.J. Stroud. It's one of those two to me.
What's the name you like? The Texans have two options right now as far as picks are concerned. Who knows what'll happen and where they'll be taken? What are the names, or who are the names you don't want to hear? Like, everyone can say, look, these are good options. Give me this guy or this guy. At 2 or whatever, at 12 or whoever, if these names come up, you're going to be like, oh, not these two. Do you have a couple in mind?
Not really. I mean, if they've done their due diligence and they've worked, you know, and they feel good about whatever quarterback it is. I honestly don't. If they took Will Levis, I'd be like, okay.
So you don't have a J.J. Watt-like reaction like at that sports bar or the draft? I know you didn't, but people at the bar did.
Yeah.
Sports bar did, where everyone...
Oh, I think Will Levis will get a big
this
negative
response.
This is what
I'm saying. Who's going to be the one name you... Or maybe not you, because as long as they do their due diligence, you'll be fine. What's the name that people hear and go, they screwed that up, even if you don't know anything?
Yeah. Will Levis.
Yeah.
Will Levis. I don't think there's any question. There's an unnatural... First of all, Jeremy has an unnatural love for him. And second, the people have an unnatural hate for him for whatever reason. Now, I was a big Will Levis this time last year, big Will Levis advocate. I love the way he played in Kentucky the year before. And, you know, but then this year happened. Now, a lot of people say, hey, it was because of his injuries that he played injured the whole season, but he stayed on the field. And you know what? I don't know that that's decision. I don't know that those injuries made him make poor decisions, but they said, you know what, go by his tape the year before, the 2021 tape, and that's what you should be judging him on. Okay. And if the Texans feel the same way, okay. It's their jobs that are on the line. I want to see my football team win. I want to see them get better in a hurry. I just don't believe D'Amico Ryans needs that, if you want to know the truth. I don't think he needs. Now, they did go after Trey Lance, but it was after they had a damn good football team in place.
And also, sometimes I get you're getting these variations of the main guy, but that's Kyle Shanahan who did that. Now, we've seen LaFleur go to Green Bay, but he had Aaron Rodgers. Despite what people thought of Tua when Mike McDaniel went there, that was a top five pick, and before he got hurt, was back and forth with Joe Burrow from the number one pick overall before he got hurt in his final year there in Alabama. So, those two offshoots of Kyle Shanahan were with top picks when they made their move, and we've seen how well it turned out Tua's injuries aside, and obviously Aaron Rodgers with in Green Bay before that all fell apart. So sure, Kyle Shanahan can work with the Jimmy Garoppolos and the Brock Purdy's of the world and make things work. Can Bobby Slowick do that with a late round pick, mid round pick, or does he need like his other, like the other two, a top pick to get things done? So I always hesitate. I'm not saying they're the Bill O'Brien and Kyle Shanahan's the Tom Brady of the situation where you get them away from the star coach and things don't go the same. I just wouldn't lean on, hey, well, it happens in San Francisco. Well, the originator is in San Francisco. What do the offshoots need to get things done?
Yeah,
and maybe the Texans in this town are going to need a top pick at quarterback.
Maybe. I mean, they thought they needed a top pick in Trey Lance, and it didn't work out. They got Brock Purdy to play well, but they went for it. They said, no, we need a big guy. We need a top guy, and they went and did it, and they gave up a lot of assets for it. So, you know what? They thought that.
Okay, let me give you a name, because you said a draft pick wouldn't bother you. What about what Lance brought up the last couple of days of the Texans using capital to go get Mac Jones as their quarterback?
That would suck.
Yes, it would. It would suck.
It would suck. Now, I'm not, yeah, no. I mean, Matt.
What if you go, however that sounder goes, there's a trade. The Texans are traded the 12th pick overall, or picks, and they get back a third. And
if it's Will Anderson and Mac Jones, and then it's center or whatever with the 33rd pick, I don't know that that's horrible. You know what? Mac Jones might be better than any of these quarterbacks in this draft.
Just the ceiling for Mac. You saw that picture I sent of him all scared in the pocket.
He was about to get
you
hit.
You want that as your franchise quarterback?
That was one throw that you're capturing.
Have you seen Pop Gun arm Mac Jones in the pocket when things aren't going well?
Well, made Brock Purdy an all pro. Okay, so.
Well, that you said the situation was already built. The situation wasn't built here.
It was. No.
You want Kenyon Green getting blown up in the middle and Mac Jones dealing with that? He is not great when things aren't perfect in the pocket. I don't know.
Kenyon Green, pass blocking, don't it? Why you got to bring that up on
draft day? Because you're trying to rationalize bringing Mac Jones in here. That's why I have to bring it up.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't say that anymore. Well, listen, Kenyon Green is going to be much better this year. I think Mac Jones can feel confident in the pocket.
Are you cooking right now?
Titus Howard. Hey, Laremy Tunsil, one of the highest paid left tackle in the game.
I'm not denying Laremy Tunsil. I just don't think, you know, the one thing that Tom Brady didn't deal with well was pressure up the middle. And Mac Jones certainly ain't Tom Brady when it comes to navigating the pocket. And he is awful dealing with pressure in his face. Kenyon Green don't play tackle. He plays guard.
I don't want to talk about Mac Jones anymore.
This is why I asked, because you're like, oh, they did the due diligence. What if their due diligence led them to trading for Mac Jones?
That's a problem. No, I think Mac Jones is going to stick with Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien knows Mac Jones. They had success together. I think the Patriots are going to.
What if the Patriots want a quarterback that's better than Mac Jones? Like we had the 49ers want a quarterback that's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. Because watching Mac Jones play football, I only have to watch him play like twice a year because of the Dolphins when they play. If I have to watch him play 17 times a year.
7:41. Why you got to? You have to ruin everything.
Hey,
that's why we
can't
have anything
cook,
nice.
Okay, I got one day. One day every couple months, I'm cooking.
You want to cook today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mac Jones to the Texans.
It's not my idea. It's your partner's
apparently
idea.
Apparently it is. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about HR&P. My people over at HR&P, Mike Holly and Chris Fisher and MFM and Chad and Robler and all the guys over there. They're best. They're awesome. Trevor, you guys they're just fantastic at what they do. Is they're going to make sure that your business is going to be run more efficiently. They're going to make sure that you are doing the things to sell your widgets and not doing the administrative stuff. That let them take care of that. Because if it's becoming a hassle, if you have to expand your payroll department, I know you know what? It's tough. Move those people to another place, because let the people over. We have one person, and that's Laura Beavers, who takes care of it, because HRMP is taking care of all the other stuff. HRMP is just taking care of business for us, and they'll take care of business for you. Don't put that worry on your employees and mess it up with payroll. They don't. You don't have the technology that HRMP does. You don't have the expertise. You don't have the software, the computers, all of the things that make HRMP do it perfectly every time. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll. You're looking for the best way to get HR problems solved, and you're looking for the best way to do your taxes. It's tax time right now. Are you kidding me? You're taking care of that? Don't, because you don't know the Affordable Care Act. They do. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Tell them you heard it right here.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Aaron Rodgers wants to be Matt Schaub. He's number 8 now. Congratulations, everybody.
That's that man's college number. He went back to 8. I guess he didn't want to wear 12.
He can't wear Joe Namath's number.
Joe Namath offered it to him.
I know.
You know, the difference between Joe Theismann saying, and rest in peace to this man, Dwayne Haskins, you can wear my number. He gave up 7. Yeah, sure, he's a first round pick. He can wear it. And then Joe Namath, sure, Aaron Rodgers, the next Hall of Famer for the Jets at the quarterback position, you can wear it. And Aaron was like, nah, yeah. I'll just wear 8. I'll just wear my college number.
No, you can't
number.
Wear 12 in New York. That's Joe Namath. No, that's all. Wear 8. That's all. You're fine. You're fine. Hey, it's finally here. Goodness gracious. I am so tired of talking. We have been talking about for 4 months now, 5 months now, what these picks are going
to
be.
You still have to talk about what they're going to do on Friday. Yeah. You have to come in.
Oh, no. But at least they'll be made tonight.
I mean, you still have to talk about the second and third round picks.
Oh, yeah. Not
you're not going to talk. Not. They have so many picks. You're not going to talk about what they do in the second and third round.
Second and third round picks.
None of what you said was words.
Who cares about that?
You don't care?
No
one
cares.
You have so many of them.
I know. I don't care about them. But I do care about tonight. And tonight we're going to be at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Southwest Freeway, 6 to 11. Come on in. Make sure that you enter our draft contest. And you will be giving away three $50 gift cards to Valencia's. And if you get both Texans picks correct, you'll be entered into a raffle for a 75-inch TV courtesy of Audio Visual Consultations. The Wheelhouse kicks off our extended coverage at 3 from Kansas City. All our coverage brought to you by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. So tonight, big night. You coming to Valencia's? Of course you are.
No, I'm not doing that.
We'll do shots of tequila. Let's go.
That's not something that's going to entice me. I've listened to you talk about this. I'm still not sure what's happening. So the Wheelhouse will do their show.
Yeah.
3 to 7.
Yep.
And then you guys will do
me and Jeremy take over.
For how long? You'll be there.
Until the Texans pick the 12th pick.
And then the broadcast will end?
No. And then Paul and Patrick Creighton will take over.
So how long should people expect?
Till 11 o'clock.
Till 11 o'clock.
Well, until the end of the first round.
Okay.
Yeah. That's usually about 11 o'clock.
Is it wrong for me to hope for a major delay, like a electrical problem where they can't get the broadcast on, so you have to wait there until like 10?
I'll leave.
I know you will. No. Where the whole
process. If we have any kind of delay.
Not the station. I'm talking about like the draft where
Yeah, that's
reason,
what I'm saying too.
For some reason.
Guess what? I go home.
Because the station never
I watch at home.
The station never has problems. So I'm, well, I guess I have to hope that it happens for the other guys. Like, sorry. Our whole process of getting the picks up here is screwed up. We're going to have to wait. Delays it like an hour. They're past midnight until they get out
of
there.
Yeah, I don't care what time they get out of there.
I know.
I really don't.
What is your drop?
But they don't get up in the morning,
What is your drop dead time? Well, yeah, but they've been up since whenever. I mean, it's still a long day. When is your drop? Like, for whatever reason. Everyone is a 15-minute.
What if the Texans trade the 12 back to like
this
20?
Is what I'm saying. These are all these
Bye.
scenarios. Is it like 10 minutes now or 15? Is it still 15?
It's 10 now? I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Every pick takes the 10 minutes. Even the Panthers go, you know what? We're going to drag this out because they're we want all the 10. Attention. And then the Texans, as soon as they get to dun-dun-dun-dun, and it's like the time has run out, there's a trade that's been made. And the Texas trade down to 23. You're not hanging out?
Oh, no, 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 no. Nope, Patrick and Paul, they'll take care of that business.
You ain't. That's you shouldn't. You, no, if, I don't. If you don't want to hang out to the 23rd pick of selected, you don't belong
in
this business.
Do you think I'm a team player? When did this start? Okay? Why are you even asking these questions?
I know you're not a team player. I'm just trying to have the most schadenfreude possible and see if you would actually stick it out. And Paul didn't appreciate my thought either.
I'm out. No, Paul's not going to appreciate
he
that.
Goes, that's an evil thought by you. It is, because I'm not involved.
So if they trade back to the second round, I'm supposed to stick around at Valencia's until they pick?
No, that's ridiculous. But if they trade back to 31, I think you should stick around.
There's only 31 because of them cheating Dolphins this year.
Yeah, stupid.
Cheaters.
Stupid Stephen Ross, I guess.
Gary wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys, before I talk about the draft, I wanted to address the Emendoka or whatever addressing the deal. Hey, just imagine being Tillman for Teeter, and I know you guys were talking about asking, hey, you know what? I'm talking to the mistress, the due diligence. I don't think Tillman, that would be good. Tillman for Teeter talking to the mistress. Hey, so how many times a week did you guys meet? So he's not going to address that. So they did do their due diligence. Secondly, as far as the draft, I think besides Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer or whatever, when they had the Ray Lewis's and what have you, even if there was a Deion Sanders or Mike Singletary in this draft, most of those players and the Reggie White, they still on the other side of the ball had a quarterback. And what I'm saying is that you hit or miss either way. In the draft, you can miss on defense or offense. But at the same time, I know they got the edge rushers and all. Just imagine having the greatest of all-time defenders all lined up in the draft. Still, when they went to the Super Bowl or making their run, I don't see all defenses scoring 10 to 20 points a game. So what I'm saying is that if the Texans don't, and I'm a Cowboys fan, if the Texans don't draft a quarterback to score the ball, yeah, you got to stop people. But there's been, draft Deion right now, Reggie White, you still have to put the ball in the end zone. And even in those Super Bowls, Deion had the 49ers QBs, both of them, and the Troy Aikman. You go get a quarterback. And if you miss, you miss. If you miss on that quarterback, you miss on the defense or offense. I'm missing on offense, the Patrick Mahomes, the Troy Aikman. You don't know. So go get, look, we had J.J. Watt. Y'all had J.J. Watt, but no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get, I know, I'm not just a caller. I study this thing too. J.J. Watt was defensive player 30 years in a row. He had 100 sacks a year, and he even played offense a little. But that could still get you over the hump. Get a quarterback, live to fight another day, put weapons around him, and then get somebody that can tackle somebody every now and then.
Yeah.
And it's easier to get out from under if you make the wrong choice. You know, well, I don't know if the Cardinals made the right choice the second time around, but the year after drafting Josh Rosen, they went and got Kyler Murray. So it is not as prohibitive if you miss with the quarterback. But if you don't like him, you don't like him.
Yeah. And here's the deal is, honestly, well, you can get away from Brady in the sixth round. Let's get away from Brady because he's the greatest of all time. It was a huge mistake by the entire league letting him go till the sixth round. Nick Foles won a championship. Taken over for, obviously, he took over for Carson
Poor
Wentz.
Guy,
Joe Flacco, a third rounder in Russell Wilson, an injured and one of the worst year of his life, Peyton Manning. When he was in Denver, that was the worst
they had
he's ever played.
On Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler played, yeah, absolutely. Aaron Rodgers wasn't picked till 26th. I mean,
there are ways, and it doesn't have to be a top five quarterback to find your guy.
No,
there are ways.
Drew Brees was a second rounder.
Hell,
I mean, it's
hell. Patrick Mahomes was not a top 10. I think he might have been 10 because they had to trade him to 10, get him, but yeah. He was not a top five pick. There are different ways to go get your guy.
They're
doesn't
out.
Always have to be top of the draft, go grab him. In fact, top of the draft hasn't really worked out as far as, you know, winning Super Bowls.
No.
Now, you do find good ones, but
Peyton and Eli were both at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
Right? you know, Ben Roethlisberger was an 11th, was the 11th pick overall. And, you know, there are the outliers like, you know, Jim McMahon or what's his name with the Ravens, who was terrible in 2000.
Trent Dilfer. As
Trent Dilfer.
I think the thing is sustainability with the guys we're talking about is less likely. Like, you can win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles replacing Carson Wentz, who actually was a first-round pick. I think the Eagles traded up to get in the position to take him. But the sustainability of having that quarterback be great for 10 years, 10 to 12 years, is less likely. So Super Bowls can be an offshoot, one-year catch fire, all the cliches you want to use. But if you're looking for sustained success, taking a guy in the first round generally is the way to go. And then you have your Russell Wilsons and Tom Brady, which are the outliers for that sustained success. So there are different ways.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about you want a guy who's going to be really good for a decade plus, you probably should try to get him in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Burrow was the first overall pick. He got his team already to a Super Bowl. I feel like he's going to win one of these days. And you want that. You want that greatness. I think Bryce Young is the right choice. But Panthers think so. They need a quarterback. They're going up. But if you don't love the guy, if you don't love C.J. Stroud, if you don't love Will Levis, don't reach. Because we've seen that with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is the second pick. RG3 is the Ryan Leaf is the second pick. I mean, there are so many times that this just doesn't work out.
Yeah, and there are different reasons. Looks like Zach Wilson and Ryan Leaf. May Ryan Leaf more immaturity on a different scale, and Zach Wilson may have some of that as well. RG3 was great his rookie year, and then the knees went out on him after he probably shouldn't have been playing in that playoff game, and then he never recovered. So there are different things that change the trajectories. But I think all those teams would tell you they love their guy, and you just have to hope you have someone who's discerning in those those meetings in the front office that goes, we don't really love him. We're giving him the quarterback bump. Let's take a really good football player here and not get sucked into the temptation of taking a quarterback.
Yep. Listen, if you think the guy's the guy, you know what? I'm with you. Texans, you think that guy is going to take you to the championship, I'm all for it. But if you're just taking him because he's a quarterback and you don't believe that he is going to be a guy that is a difference maker in an organization, pass. Go get you got so many holes to fill in, especially that defensive line. It's terrible. Davis Mills is going to be a superstar this year.
I know you were cooking yesterday with that.
I was cooking.
I feel like you burned down the house.
Yeah, I know.
That's not actually good.
No, we got a giant, we're making marshmallows over the house now. Well, we're cooking.
Hope you have home insurance, homeowner's insurance.
We're going to boil crawfish with that house fire.
That seems like a
You need a big fire.
You know you can boil crawfish without.
We're doing it for the whole city. Dell,
you can do all that without burning down your house.
No, but we need a big fire, okay? And if we have to use the house for it, then well.
I feel like that's bad.
Bring the house.
That's bad planning.
All right, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Let's go. 713-780-3776.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.